nothing holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9. Me
back. Matt Jansen is our next guest,
yes,
isn't he?
He is. And we also have Emily Rowe, who's been on air with us.
Well, I tell you what, Motti, it's getting pretty crowded in the comms box here at the SCG.
Okay, yeah.
So we must be getting close to finishing time. And our disco boots are out. I can see disco balls being shined and polished. And Beck is warming
Beck's
up.
Beck's dancing.
Yeah, I think she's going to...
She's happening.
She's going to boot scoot Adelaide style. but Matt Jansen, you are here, aren't you?
I am.
Here he is. Hello.
How are you?
I want to talk to you about two things. Hey, Emily.
Finally.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Briefly, Matt Jansen recently commenced a new role to lead ACON's Pride in Sport program. But, Motti, what I want to talk to first... Matt, welcome to the special broadcast at the SCG of Chicks Talking Footy, hashtag AFL Pride Game, hashtag Pride Game Joy. I want to talk about what a great job you did at the St Kilda function yesterday in Sydney. So comparing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was a great day and we really enjoyed it. We got to hear from the CEO and others.
Well, when you say we.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Motti, you weren't here.
You weren't invited. Didn't you get the ticket?
However,
you missed the email.
It was number 36.
Yes.
Smith Street.
Yeah. However.
So to go to 38.
So they can't. It was full house. So they couldn't get everyone
Matt.
In. They could not get everyone in. Emily and I were there.
Yeah, really? I was there. I kind of hung around for the free food.
Yeah, we've done well that weekend. Before we talk seriously about ACOM, which is to many of us known as the AIDS Council of New South Wales, so it's ACOM, Matt had a great thing to share about who's listening to this broadcast.
Yeah, actually, it's really cool. my mum and the family in Adelaide are listening, and mum sent a message on Facebook yesterday how proud she was that she downloaded the app. And you know, and it was actually without ringing and asking for her password and everything. So hi to Mum, Chris, down in Adelaide, and my little nephew wore his Swans Pride jumper to training this week. Marched up to the coach and actually said to this coach, "This is about inclusion, and I'm proud of my Uncle Matt." So how good's that?
He's nine.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
So hi to Mum and everyone in Adelaide.
Fantastic.
You know, awesome.
Hi Mum. Hi everyone from the Chicks Talking Footy as well. Now, Emily, we hear a bit now that there's going to be a Shepparton Pride game.
Yes, there will.
Next year. And
certainly.
Go Shep Bears.
And
go Shep
Bears. Are you involved
in
getting that happening?
I've just been trying to do a little bit in the background. I'm pretty good at smiling and drinking coffee. So I find you get a lot of leverage with that, meeting with people and chatting. But look, Shepparton's an amazing community. It's always been a really vibrant multicultural community. And has really progressed in a lot in the last decade or so around LGBTIQ support as well. So it's an actual natural fit to have the Pride match in Shepparton. And we're hoping that it's not just going to be one day of football, but a proper three-day event encompassing the whole region.
God, that's great.
Yeah, really pull out all the strings and celebrate the diversity of people's sexualities and genders that live in country areas that people often kind of forget exist.
And so will the game be between the Bears?
Well, the Bears are very happy to host it, and it's something that they want to be a patron of for every season. So now we've just got to find out who in the league will be the right fit to play against us. But luckily, because we have a women's team at the Shepparton Bears, it'll actually be covering two leagues. So both the Golden Valley Football League and the MCBM Northern Country Women's Football League will have teams represented on the day.
So, Matt, Em's talking about stuff going on in Victoria. What's going on in New South Wales? What's Pride in Sport about?
Yeah, so Pride in Sport, you know, we are part of ACOM, which you touched on, and it's really leveraging the work that we've done in corporate Australia with our Pride in Diversity program, really to help corporate Australia build, you know, inclusive cultures in their business. And what it's about in sport is actually... you know, helping sporting clubs, sporting associations. Is there a goal here? There is a goal.
Gary Rowland.
You know, is actually helping clubs and sporting associations with helping them build inclusive cultures, because we know that sport is just so important. If people feel comfortable to be who they are and bring their whole self to the game, whether that's playing, coaching in the grandstands, that's good for everyone's health. So that's what we're about.
We have talked a lot about this evening about feeling comfortable to attend games.
Yep.
And whatever your sexuality, and I guess at some point one day we'll move towards people feeling comfortable on field to be who they are as well.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happens.
Yeah, look, I think
it is starting, but at the highest level.
Yeah, it is starting. Look, there's a lot of research that whether it's money, the risk of the financial impact, all of that people don't come out. But, I don't necessarily look at it as, we need an out athlete at a higher level in a particular sport for it to be, that sport to be an inclusive sport. But to me, it's really about the millions of people that support, say, the AFL, that they can feel comfortable at a local level, that their local football club, that they feel safe and comfortable, that no one's actually not going to the football or a sport because of their sexuality or feeling that they can't play. To me, that's what it's more about than having an absolute elite athlete. That'll happen when they're ready.
Exactly. It's a personal thing.
So what are the competitions or the codes that are leading the way in equality and diversity in New South Wales?
Yeah, look, I mean, absolutely tonight. I mean, you look at the crowd here is probably 5,000 or 6,000. St Kilda picked it out. 5,000 or 6,000 extra people here tonight.
35,000 tonight.
Is that right? Yep. I missed that. There's no kick to kick either. Was that
no,
the boo?
Yeah, that was the boo.
Oh, really? I missed that as well. No kick to kick. That's a night game. What were we talking about?
Who are the leaders in code or culture?
It's really interesting. So the AFL is certainly leading it in terms of this game. And then what we're finding, though, it's the ripple effect that, next week tonight there's actually an ice hockey game.
Mm. Yeah.
There's all these other sports that are coming on board. So, the big lead profile sports do have a big role to play because the ripple effect from that is that the local associations, and talking to Emily and some other people earlier, it's getting in Broken Hill, let's get all the clubs together so that we can have an inclusive round, a pride round across all sports in the town, not just one sport.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hamilton Pride game recently, that's the Hamilton Football and Netball Club. They didn't have the netball component of the Pride, but,
And that's in regional Victoria.
Mm. Yeah.
How far is Hamilton from Shepparton, please?
A long way.
Completely other directions, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's a national code. It's a national team. Well, I don't know where it is.
We went to Hamilton, Danae, Bree and I, and we drove from Melbourne to Hamilton 4 hours, and we talked. And Beck, you weren't in the car with us. We talked about football. From Melbourne to Hamilton,
yeah, you can.
4 hours.
You can.
None of our partners ever allow that, so we were delighted.
And then on the way back, we told coming out stories for 4 hours from.
Oh.
Well, not quite.
Yeah. We haven't got that long left to talk about stories.
Did you? Now, just quickly, I'll tell you the other thing that Bree and Danae are amazing with their memories because they started talking about who'd won grand finals. They worked back to 1970 and remembered every single one.
Wow.
I couldn't
to 1970.
Do it.
Are we allowed to comment about the game?
No.
We can comment.
Okay. No.
We can comment.
There's a big cheer out there, so
anyway,
that's obviously good news.
I am going to now thank you both for coming on. Matt Jansen, amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emily. You've been incredible.
Well done, Emily.
Thank you.